Hi everybody, hope we're all doing really well. We're up to part two in this new resource called The Condition of the Human Heart, the true state of our human heart. And in part two, we're going to look at God giving us a brand new heart, a brand new spirit, and through that act of love, we become a brand new creation. This is how exciting this is going to be for us. And we looked in the first resource at the true state that every human being's heart is and what we're born into. And we said how it was deceitfully wicked, it was evil, it was desperately sick. And we're all in need of a heart transplant. We're all in need of being given a brand new heart, not just having our heart modified or fixed or tweaked. And this is what this resource part two is going to be all about. God giving you and I a brand new heart, a brand new spirit. The Father didn't create us with this sick heart condition. This heart condition was a consequence of the fall. And so it didn't come from initially really from our choice, but it did come from Adam and Eve's choices. And because of God's overwhelming goodness, and his overwhelming love for you and I, he sent his son to be the solution to this eternal problem of the spirit. So the solution is to give man a brand new heart, a brand new spirit, and to make him into a brand new creation. What a promise that is. Ezekiel 36, 26. Moreover, I will give you a new heart, and put a new spirit within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. In 2 Corinthians 5, 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. So I want to unpack Ezekiel because there are four promises from God for us and what he is going to do. So the Father, number one, promises to give us a brand new heart. Number two, he promises to put a brand new spirit within us. Number three, he's going to remove the heart of stone due to the fall. And number four, he's going to give us a heart of flesh. And Ezekiel is very clear from the outset who is doing what. The Father is going to do those four things. And the Father continues to do all those things for us. It's him that builds the church. It's him that does the work within us. It's not us trying. God gives everything we need for life and godliness. And so there can be no excuses. And Philippians 2:13 says, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. And Ezekiel gives us insight into what Jesus was talking about in Luke 9, 51 to 55 in the previous resource when he was talking about James and John. And he said, you don't know what spirit you are of. They had not yet received this brand new heart. They had not received this brand new spirit, which Ezekiel speaks of. And their behavior was the evidence of this. God takes this heart of stone, which we're all born with, and replaces it with a heart of flesh, a heart that's living, a heart that's alive, a heart that's fertile and soft and supple, moldable, pliable, nourished, teachable, humble. It's a heart that's now hungry and thirsty for the reality of God, the Word of God. And it's able to receive this seed called the Word of God, which has in it life for godliness. You see, the receiving of this brand new heart and spirit which God gives us instantly brings us into this brand new life that 2 Corinthians talks about in Jesus Christ. And if anyone is in Christ, it says they are a new creature. It says that old things have passed away, meaning the old heart, the old spirit which we were born as, is gone. And thirdly, that new things have come, meaning there is a brand new reality. There's a brand new heart and spirit, which we can now testify of this brand new created life. The The person who is given this brand new heart and spirit are now experiencing what this brand new created eternal life in Christ is. As I said, it's not an old life modified or adjusted or tweaked, because, yeah, although we're not perfect, we're not that bad. No, it's a brand new life in Christ himself, a life that has no beginning of days or end of life. It's a life that has no mother or father, no genealogy. It's a life that isn't about natural bloodline or culture or color, ethnicity, and it has nothing to do with earthly relationships, whether you're married or not, whether you have kids or not. It's nothing to do with that. It's a brand new life because of a brand new heart and a brand new spirit given to you by God himself. And this is why it is essential that we are born of the Spirit, because we are born of dust and we need to be born of the Spirit, baptized in the Spirit and in the fire of the Spirit, as the scriptures declare in Matthew 3:11 and also in Luke 24:49. You see, it's the death and the resurrection of Jesus himself that makes all this possible. With man, it's impossible, but with God, all things are fully possible. And in Jesus dying and being raised from the dead, he made this new life fully possible for God to give us his heart transplant, this spiritual transplant, and take us from being dead and into life, this eternal life. So this is the promise of God for every follower. He's predestined to know him. And what an amazing promise this all is for you and I. God is going to give us a brand new heart. He's going to give us a brand new spirit. He's going to take out that heart of stone. He's going to give us a heart of flesh. And he's going to say, you're now a new creation. The new has come. The old is gone. Now live from this new reality. So questions for us. What are your thoughts or insights into God doing all of this work and giving us all these things and we do nothing? Number two, why does it have to be God and God alone that does all this work? Three, how is this new life in Christ so different from an old life of self? Four, how much time, energy, focus, effort, and strength goes into trying to die to this old self as opposed to just living from the new life in Christ? And why? Five, being baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire and being clothed from power can only come from Christ himself. Why is that? And the last question is, what impact does this baptism and being clothed in this power have on our entire being, and why? Allow this resource to encourage you. Allow it to confront you. Ask questions of it, and we'll see you for part three. Take care.